This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time you spent with us, really. I like to say that, you know, there's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I believe that shows what a high IQ you have, but that's my own personal opinion. Speaking of high IQs, Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host, as she does every Friday. Always appreciate her time and her viewpoint on things as well. So, Sonia, always. What?
Well, I have nobody else to talk to. So, Monday.
Wait a minute. So, you're saying I'm the last date in the book. Is that what you're saying?
No,
you went through all the other pages?
How much I appreciate it because I'm either talking to 11-year-olds.
They can be pretty dang smart at times. You know what I'm saying?
Very smart about stuff. I think I want to become a gamer at my age. So I was talking to my grandson about learning how to play Roblox, and there's a couple of other games, but it's like all, I don't need that to distract me. I'm trying to take my real estate exam in a month.
Why?
We've got
a lot of people leaving the state. That's probably a good move, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So I'm also getting my license in South Dakota. So,
you can help relocate them.
Exactly. That's what I'm going for.
I like that idea.
So, I got a lot going on, and then we have something special coming up that I don't know you're going to talk to people about.
Not yet.
Okay,
give it time.
I'm a little crazy right now.
Oh, crazy is good. I mean, crazy helps you, like, dig deeper and stuff. Yeah, that's the way I see it, anyway. You know?
I think so.
But I was saying that before, you know, Joey B's going out of his mind. I mean, I want you to think about something. He went to Valley Forge, and he gave a speech there. I'm not going to play the speech because you can't understand it anyway, even if I do play it.
No.
He sounds a little like Nancy Pelosi trying to hold her teeth in while she was talking, right? I mean, so, he's mad. So he starts attacking the Trump and Trump supporters and, you know, talking about how he wants to save the democracy. Well, whatever that means, I have no idea. That's why I brought it up earlier. They even had to escort him on and off stage because he really didn't even know where he was.
Okay? Man.
No, really. When you start looking around like, okay, what do I go now? What do I do now? But when he talks about, you know, he didn't talk about how great the country was and the great things that he was doing. He talked about how bad Trump. So he brought down half the country. He said Trump's mob wasn't a peaceful protest. It was a violent assault. They were insurrectionists, not patriots. They weren't there to uphold the Constitution. They were there to destroy. And I'm saying to myself, look at where he's at. He's at Valley Forge, right?
Oh my
where they
gosh,
were fighting
right
against the government.
Oh, wow.
Is it? anybody look at him and go, hey, maybe this is the best place to do this particular speech?
Always shocks me on the Democrat side how there's not one person who stands up and goes, you know what, maybe we shouldn't do this here. If that's the speech we're going to do, maybe we should. I don't mind that you're going to do it, but maybe. You know, do you remember when Obama was going to go to, oh, golly, I'm so old, I'm going to blank on the name of the veteran hospital, the major veteran hospital.
I know which one you're talking about.
Gosh, are we both?
Come on, guys, in the chat room, you can pull this one off.
Please, help us out here. Remember, he was going to go there and visit a couple of soldiers, but he realized that the press wasn't going to be there. So he declined and went and played basketball. I was always shocked that there was nobody in his camp that said, you know what, you should probably go anyhow. That maybe going to play basketball as opposed to going to the name we can't remember is probably a bad move. It's not a good law.
Well, okay? Biden went there. Remember when he went to that same hospital? And he got nothing. I mean, he shuffled in and out of a couple of rooms. He didn't really ask them any questions. Yeah, shuffled, and you know what I mean. He didn't ask him really any questions. And then what happened? Trump goes to that same hospital, and would have thought, you know, that the rock star had showed up.
Yeah.
Even the guys in the beds were getting out of beds to stand up because the president, in their mind, was there.
Yeah, and That's a whole other subject that I don't think we should approach this week. But how do we have an army that's willing to be a volunteer army under the type of wars that we're seeing and
leadership
with the leadership that we have?
But they're not signing up.
That really concerns me about an upcoming draft, and I don't even want to go into it because I have grandsons that can foreseeably be forced to sign up. And I'm a patriot, but not for this crap.
I like how succinctly you put that. I mean, there's no question as to what you meant.
I got nothing.
No, isn't that funny, though? When you talk about grandkids, you start sitting and going, hey, look, if it was a country under Trump or Reagan or what have you, I wouldn't have a problem sending them.
Lincoln. but this goofball, these people who are making money on the military complex, industrial complex, there's something major wrong. We've all been exposed to it, especially thanks be to Trump, who showed us where, you know, a lot of the medicines, even the pharmaceuticals that we're depending on, like antibiotics or whatever is coming.
We got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Masini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me. Sonia, I just got to say, you know, we were talking about Al Sharpton.
We were.
And I know... people have different mindsets on him, and he's got some great. You know, you don't become a reverend because you don't have a grasp of the English language or oratory skills like nobody else. And yeah, because we've seen some really great preachers in our day, I think. But here's some words of wisdom, if you can pick them out, from Al Sharpton. So take a look.
But resist, we must. There are
all jitty about a shutdown. The Tortoise in the Race, then co-author of Hubris, U2 lead singer Bono, Fran Drescher, Sigourney Weaver, suspect Jahar Sanaev, Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, Rush Limbaugh, the show Rush Limbaugh hosts Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Is Mike Muckery yesterday, Antonin Scalia, Kim Kardashian, and the Republican candidates for Cairo and Benghazi. We rank behind La Vita. First stop, Kazakhstan, to college students in Beijing. He's getting lunch at Chipotle in Iowa. Bain is appropriate. The GOP's tax day giveaway to millionaires. Why was traffic problems email sent? The Environmental Protection Agency and what sequestration has done.
Environmental Protection Agency. You know what? I want to be married to him because I want to hear that every day.
Well, at least you'd be laughing every day.
Exactly.
Make me giggle.
Yet laughing is very good for the soul. So why do I hear Ted Cruz in the background? Is that you or me?
Oh, no,
that's Vivek. I know.
How'd you hear Vivek?
That's me? No,
I'm not talking to nobody. I think
you're
on drugs. You want to hear his voice. That's what it is.
I like me some Vivek. But wait a second. Why am I hearing this?
I have no idea. We're on live radio. It doesn't matter what you're hearing. You got to get past it.
But is that your people aren't hearing it?
No.
Okay.
It's in your head.
Oh, I know where it is.
Ooh.
Here he is. Hi, Vivek. Okay.
All right. Anyway. But no, seriously, in all seriousness, I mean, the guy is just, I mean, like right now, he's claiming that all this, everything against Professor Gay. I don't want to call her president. She's not president anymore. But, these race, they're unconstitutional, morally wrong. It's crazy.
It's embarrassing that we, and I can speak as a black woman because I happen to be one. That's how I identify. I don't understand how we can't take personal responsibility for the crap we do. Listen, I think this is what they're talking about, 50 counts of plagiarism.
Yeah.
Listen, if I had five, I would not apply.
Yeah.
Well, But if I had five, I probably wouldn't fill out that application form to be the president of Harvard. I would kind of know in my soul that I may not... This may not be the position for me right now. Why don't I work on some more stuff within myself until I get there? But, it's embarrassing that we can come off as victims, like we've been wrong, when you come out anti-Semitic and, oops, now you... Not only did she plagiarize, but allegedly plagiarize, but she used... from what I'm understanding, some of Carol Swain, who happens to be a black conservative, a lovely black conservative
hardcore
woman.
Hardcore conservative, yes, a lovely woman, I know her.
Yes, really. Oh, I'm. But there's so many black conservative women on our, like we were saying earlier, so different from the women on the left. But how are you going to plagiarize your enemy and expect to get kudos from that? You should get thrown completely under the bus that you plagiarized a conservative black woman.
Yeah.
And got over on it.
Well, there's always been a confusion here. Who was that woman up in Washington? She was a white woman pretending to be black,
oh, yeah.
And they made her the head of the NAACP.
Yeah,
and Sharpton
Rochelle.
Stood up for her.
They're so confusing.
They don't even stick up for their own black folks.
No.
If they're conservative, right?
Well, but look at what the left is doing with women in general. Now, we talked about this months ago. I said the left is erasing women, and now people are using that language. But, yeah, we're being erased. So the things that and who did they say had the war on women? Republicans. Remember that was the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're terrible. Yeah. We hate women. Yeah. Got it.
The war on women. They coined that phrase. And who's got the real war on women? You guys, you've got to learn how to listen to them.
And you can't let them get away with it, right? We were talking... I told you to bring it back, but we did that story last week. We kind of got to do it, but not really. The lonely woman story. And the key points in the story, and it happened to be a black woman, but the key points in the story had very much to do with the fact that, you know, she chased her career. You know, she had been taught all her life that she didn't need a man and all that other stuff. And it was so much different.
Yeah, and you said she happened to be a black woman, right?
Yeah, she was a black, and that's what the story kind of centered around, how a majority, a large number of black women are spending their latter days alone because they chased their career. They didn't allow the men into their lives, and a whole bunch of stuff in there that you could see come together that we have been talking about over the years.
Yeah, as much as I can see that as a strongly black issue, because I saw when the left came into our communities and got rid of fathers, said that they were not valuable, and in fact we got rewarded for not having them around. So eventually they became extinct. Music and culture comes in to teach black men that their only masculinity comes through fathering and drug use and all sorts of things. So we've developed a whole generation, several generations of men who don't have the same sort of goal that God gave them. Be protectors, be providers. And you also dangled, I won't even talk about the white woman influence in their lives. So there's been a big screw up in black women's life. But I was listening to a white woman today. Her name is Peachy Keenan. And she has a short 5-minute video on Prager University. And really, all women are facing the same sort of problems.
We got a commercial.
All right, you better let me finish this when we get back.
I will let you finish it. You've just got to pick it up and go with it. We'll be back in a minute. People, look how far. A lot more with Sonia when we return.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. And there is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Seriously. You know, get involved, get engaged, wake up, and look at what's going on around you. Do the things you need to do to stop it. You know, you got Newsom, he's like a kid in a candy store with no supervision right now with the things that he's doing. And he is driving the economy in California. And this guy, there's an underlying tone that they're going to try to put this guy up for president. And some of you, as Sonia Smith, who joins me as my co-host every Friday, you've seen it in the area that one of the other states that you frequent, that people don't know anything about this guy. And they think he's God's gift to, you know, humanity. And the reality is...
Well,
is that,
no, I'm going to correct you. They don't know anything about him. And they... And they don't know anything about California, which frightens me even more, that they don't know when it goes back to get informed, get aware. But some places just don't, you know, they're living their lives. They're who we were for several years. We're going to church. We're taking our kids to school. We're living our best lives. And we're not really thinking that the left is going to chop the genitals off our kids. We don't think that.
No, it's true. It's just what the irritant though is as they sit there telling us, you know, what we're doing wrong, how bad we are, what we and you go. Do you see what you're doing? Do you see what we lost last year? I just had the numbers up. We lost 25% tax revenue last year in this state. All right? And I want you to think back when Joe Biden became president, the state was $180 billion in the hole. They had no idea how they would get out. It looked like we were going to have to claim bankruptcy to get out of the mess that we were in. And all of a sudden, I mean, just like that, we weren't in hock anymore. We were $20 billion ahead. Shortly after Joe got into office, things were turning around. And a year and a half later, we're $100 billion ahead. All right? And now we're $100 billion in the hole again. This all happened in the three-year period.
Okay. So, what is that telling you, people?
Well, Chevron's now blaming him for the... I mean, this is a big corporation in this state.
The big corporation that we've been taught, the left has been taught to hate. So, nobody...
Oh, they love their money. They just hate them, yeah.
Right, so they're not going to have any sympathy towards them. But watch what happens over the... We've already started to see it happen a little bit with the... gas rates are going down a little bit in California. The stock market is doing sort of on the uptick a little bit. So closer to the election, and now that Biden's gone back out, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm just saying that I kind of watch what things do, you know, how things operate based on the left. And they're going to start to feel more relaxed. We may even get a lowering of the interest rates. Who knows?
Oh, please. We'll get a lowering of fuel, gas prices. We'll get a lowering of interest rates.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've already gotten that. We've already gotten the gas prices are lowered. The stock market's kicked up. I don't doubt that we're going to go into a lower interest rate. And it's they tell the lie about the unemployment rate. But, you know, we're talking about part-time jobs. We're not talking about, like, being able to take care of your family.
The jobs that were reinstituted. I mean, the majority of the jobs that were reinstituted were part-time jobs. And to your point, how do you feed your family on a part-time job?
Yeah, well, you don't, because you can count on the government. You know, we saw that with Biden. There's a lot of people choose not to go after COVID. A lot of people choose not to go back to work rather than to... Yeah, and we've got this onslaught of illegal immigrants. The result of that probably won't kick in until after the election. We got a big problem on our hands, and I don't think people are really watching the possibilities are.
You were talking about the man on the street and some of the interviews that take place and what have you, and it's actually really... really irritating because people are not paying attention. And you can tell by the answers that they're giving. They have no clues to what's going on. They're not interested in what's going on. And you always say to me, you know, they're not like us. We're out there every day. We're in it every day and all this other stuff. And I agree with you. But what clicks? When do you get hit in the head with a baseball bat when you go to the supermarket, not the supermarket, but the gas station? You pay $5.50 a gallon for gas. Then you go over to the supermarket. You know what's in your bank account. The prices are 40% higher than they've ever been. You know, a gallon of milk is a bar of gold at this point. And when do you stop and go, why is this?
We're right. So when they ask the question, why is this and what happened? What do you think the average American who's been listening to CNN and this?
That damn Putin. That's what it is. It's all the war is making my gas money go up. There you go. The Republicans won't give Joe B more money so that my food prices go down.
Exactly. So what seems incredibly obvious to you and I, you know, to you and me, it's not to them. It's just not to them. They've been told that, you know, those doggone insurrectionists would be killing our democracy. We might have bacon at a reasonable rate. They're not smart, as you've seen. You know, you brought up the man on the street. They're not smart, and I don't think they can connect those through lines. They can't go because I can't answer these questions. I'm not a patriot, and I don't understand anything about America. And maybe I should look into it, and then that might affect my vote. That ain't how they're thinking.
They don't understand how the economy moves. They don't, you know, I've had people talk to me about education. And
I don't.
They have to have a clue as to how money moves. How does the economy work?
I don't. I'm only knowing now because I have to pass a stupid real estate test. But I'm just telling you.
No.
But I am telling you that you,
I don't believe that you, you may not know all the intricacies because you're not interviewing people, but you have a clue that you pay taxes and the money from the taxes are supposed
Absolutely.
To go back into the roads and taking care of this, that, and the other
Absolutely.
Thing. And
I have a gut. So you're talking about gut, intuition, and common sense. But you have the left who's telling people to go against their gut, their intuition, and their common sense.
Okay. All right.
And we don't know, we don't fight that emotionally. I think I've talked a couple times on your show about
emotions.
No, not just emotions, but it's true. Raising my grandson with the leftist movies is very funny. And when he was like 2 years old, maybe he's 2-3 years old, he loved a movie called The Lorax by Dr. Seuss, who I had no idea was a raging lefty. It's a fun movie. One of the greatest song and dance numbers in this movie. I tell you, whenever it came on, if I was passing the room, I'd have to stop and watch it and sing it. It was so good. This movie was so entertaining. And you know what the movie was about? How capitalism is evil. It's totally. It was an environmental
movie. Yeah, but it had cute
movie.
Characters. What's your problem?
Didn't have just, and I'm a writer, didn't just have cute characters. It had a great through line. It looked great. It was fun. The musical numbers were wonderful. So, no, until we can start to produce, I don't say children's movies, but until we can start producing things that make people feel stuff, that's why Sound of Freedom did so well.
Yeah. Yep.
That made you feel right off the box, right off the bat. When that movie started, you were like, oh.
So somebody just made a comment about us, again, using the word democracy over republic. And so I'm going to have to start, we're going to have to start correcting each other and stay with the real verbiage. But one of the things that came to my mind when they were saying that was, there's that stupid music again. We'll go for a break.
Constitutional
be back in a minute.
Republic.
Doug Opar. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You know, I love the listeners. They send me stuff during the breaks, and I try to take a quick look. But this one here I kind of thought was cool, right? For my Christian brothers and sisters who keep writing me thinking I'm just a jerk because I won't welcome our visitors, people who need help, into our land, which, again, tells me you're not really studying your Bible. You're really not paying attention to what the Bible says about some things. But if you go to Deuteronomy, okay, and I'm going to make you look it up. We have the Google thing now. That'll work for you, right? When you start giving yourself up, you're giving up your land, think about God's hand on this country in the early days. If you really study what we went through, we took on the strongest, most powerful fighting force on the planet at the time. And we kicked their butts. We drove them out. Give that some thought. Remember, the King of England thought he had God's hand of protection on him. Apparently, it was the wrong God when you look at what actually took place. So Deuteronomy is as if foreigners, listen carefully, who live in your land will gain more and more power. while you gradually lose yours. They'll have money to lend you, but you'll have none to lend them. And in the end, they will be your rulers. Let that sink in for a second. I mean, that is a great, actually, for an Old Testament book, it's a great book to read. It's a great book to go through and understand what the direction, the information that God's giving you and how important it is. And if you don't believe in God, I don't have to tell you. I got nothing for you. Anyhow, my co-host, Sonia Smith, joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well.
That's lovely. Can you put that verse on in the chat room?
I could try, yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
You know me, I'm always technology challenged, but I
know. Yeah. Maybe I'll get it from you. But that is yep. really great, and it goes along with so many of the fallen churches in these days of how, you know, just like the left, we want to feel good about ourselves, but we don't have God's word to stand on it. And I have never I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Well, that whole chapter, you know, your sons and daughters, you'll lose them because you've turned your back on God. You'll lose them to that group. You'll be given over to that.
Interesting. No, I love that. Yeah. And I think that's, we've gotten away from Scripture, and we've gotten more into how we feel, like we were talking about in the earlier segment.
You got to get that in there, aren't you? You'd get me in trouble.
Yeah, listen, I have a relative who went to the most liberal church in California. You got to go some to be in the most liberal church in California, but it was all based on feelings, and I never saw anyone in that church pick up a Bible. And I'm not the greatest at it, picking up a Bible. I'm working at it now. It's taken me over a year, baby steps for me, and now I'm working on scriptural meditation, and it's like, you know what, I'm slow, but I'm starting to get it, and God's working with me where I am, which is a beautiful thing. It's a great thing.
And for those of you who get, like, uptight about the word meditation, the Bible tells you to meditate on the word daily.
So many ways.
Yeah, get over yourselves.
So many verses. But there's a, I won't get into that. But, yes, I'm learning how to do biblical meditation because I didn't want to dabble in the wrong kind of, you know, visualization or emptying out my mind. I was very skeptical about that. Not that I don't think it has value for some people. I would prefer them to do something else, but that's not where everybody is.
I'm sure the Bible, I'm going to get all pastoral on you, but the Bible doesn't, you know, I have these conversations with people. It never tells you to empty your mind. What it tells you to do is fill your mind with Scripture.
Yeah.
Okay? When you're having bad thoughts or wrong thoughts, you combat those with Scripture.
Right.
And you can't say, wait, let me get the book. That's why I'm terrible at memorizing Scripture, but I get it. In the middle of the battle, you can't learn how to use a gun. You have to already know how to use one, right? And that's what people do. They go, wait a minute, I know it's in here somewhere, while the devil's ripping your brain apart.
I know, but also I do want to say in defense of that, I think it falls along the lines of people think they need to be perfect before they could be Christians or give their life to God.
Yeah.
And you can't. And you can't know all the scriptures before you can be a Christian. No, you just can't.
You really can't understand them.
It's a progression.
Them.
You can't understand them. It's a progression. It's a very interesting road to hoe. and I don't think you can beat yourself up about where you are. You also, you know, I've talked about
clean laundry to the laundromat, right?
Exactly. That's great.
You like
but,
that
you know, I've talked to, yeah, I do like that. I'll write that down and claim it as mine. But for my, everybody on the show knows, and you know how crazy my mother is. But, and I used to really hate that my mother, for show, because of who she was, would have the Holy Bible pressed to her chest when she went to sleep at night. And it was all for show. And she was a big churchgoer, and she was all fancy in her hats because she wanted to. She was a narcissist. My mother was a textbook narcissist. But I remember one day going, well, what would she be like if she didn't have God in her life and go to church and hold that Bible and read from that Bible? Can you imagine?
You know, the only thing that bothers me about quote-unquote churchgoers is when they go looking for something that makes them feel good, all right? And not that you shouldn't. But if you walk out of church every Sunday feeling like, yeah, I got it going on, you're not listening. All right? Because when you go to church,
that's true.
Right? Lays you out. This is what you need to be looking at. Do you change the room when you walk into a room, or do you fit in with everybody else?
Yeah, but Joe, everybody's at a different level. And that's what I'm saying about my mother.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get it. You go to feel good. Eventually, you go to be good. But that's a process. And that's what I've come to learn in myself and in others. So I don't know that that's a horrible place to start.
No, you go there because your life is in shambles. Many do. Right? You're looking for answers.
Yeah.
You're looking for these. And I get that. But I think what happens is you've heard the scripture, you're fed milk, and then you have to move into the meat. I think a lot of churches on Sunday is nothing but a milk fest.
Well, but you're saying the church. I agree with you. It's the church's problems, as opposed to the people's problems. Because people have they have a progression that they have to do. Now, I will tell you that we went to the same church. And one of the things that appealed to me about that church that you probably never even thought of is that to me, what appealed to me in that pastor is that he was funny. He was extremely likable.
I think that's great. Lightheartedness and humor does well.
He was funny. He looked, especially in the younger years, he looked like Richard Pryor. He was just like, this guy was funny. And that God has always sent me to places that appealed to me.
Right.
And this guy was funny, like Richard Pryor funny.
Right. So you went because he had a sense of humor. It drew you in. It made you understand better. I went because he's black and white. I needed that guy that looks at you and say, you can justify anything, but the word says this. Are you doing this?
Right. I'm saying we cannot pigeonhole people and why you're going and what you're getting out of it. It's just like, I just want to trust God that whatever he's given people at different times, it's what they're supposed to have. My kids got saved at his church.
Really?
I think I told you my daughter, they were both really, really young. And one of my daughters, every week, she would go up for an altar call. So I go pick her... I go pick her up from Sunday school, and I'm like, is she in there again? I just sit and wait, because I was like, what is she doing during the week that she's got to get saved every week? But no, she just, I don't know what it was. But my that daughter is the biggest prayer, she stands in prayer for everything, with her son, with her life, with everything.
Cool.
And I can throw things out. She's a pain in the butt for me. But I will tell you that when it comes to her and her prayer life and her trying to understand the Word of God and reading Bible, she's got that. But she was a kid who every week, I'm like, she's getting saved again?
We don't have much time for it, but... I mean, I want you to think about something. I drove, and I'm not a saint, but I drove an hour plus to get to that church in the middle of South Central. And I always tell my friends I was very easy to find in that church. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, it was like a little snowdrop.
And I was never fearful. I was never afraid, even when I went for nighttime events.
Oh, they're wonderful people.
They're great people. I never felt.
So you're making me feel guilty because my church is in Chino Hills, and I haven't been in over a year.
I know you're.
They are, but the gas.
Right, we gotta go. We're up
against it. Gas prices are down. I can go to church.
All right. Soda Smith always with me Friday. God bless. I'll be back in.